Last time on Culture File, we met Swedish novelist Sarah Stridsberg, along with Valerie Solanas, the woman who inspired her novel The Faculty of Dreams, as well as providing a series of life lessons that Stridsberg continues to follow. The traffic wasn't all one way, as she explains this time. Stridsberg's novel was an attempt to give the radically unbiddable author of The Scum Manifesto the freedom and peace denied her in life.
She was the pacifist who tried to kill Andy Warhol, since theory is much easier than life. And she is also the intellectual whore. She's the child without childhood. She's the ultra-feminist with no contact with contemporary feminist movement at all.
I think the word radical would often be associated with her, radical feminist. But of course that term is just such a blanket term, and it really doesn't allow for any other discussions to go on.
No, I don't know how to define her. She would hate any definition, I think. And I tried to write a novel where I would comfort her and letting her be free. I'm always trying, not only in this novel, but in other novels that I wrote too, I'm always trying to describe my characters without destroying them. I think you can call her a radical feminist, but I think it's not strong enough, because she was interesting to me because she was the feminist that the feminists hated. I think that the radical feminists of that time, she was too complicated for them. She was an outsider. And what interests me are all the characters that wouldn't fit in any context. That is, she's too filthy for the feminist movement. She was never interested in gender equality. That's what that's what feminists do. They work for gender equality. She wanted to blow the whole thing up. She didn't believe in anything. She didn't even believe in beliefs. She didn't believe in theories. She had no illusions. In my book, she comes from the desert. She's a desert girl living with her mother, who's obsessed with men and obsessed with trying to kill herself. And she's wandering slowly into the big history of the 60s. Valerie Solana said, I want this to stay in my competent hands, when they offered her lawyers for the trial. She wanted to do everything herself. She wanted nobody to defend her. And trying to kill somebody, we can never really explain such an act. I don't know if she knew why she did it. She said herself, he had too much control over my life. Many people has a lot of control over many people's lives. So the question might be, why don't every desperate woman shoot somebody?
I stopped my rambling. Do you think the climate of contemporary feminism, be it in Sweden or in Europe, do you think it has space for figures like Valerie Solanas?
No, I don't think any world has space for figures like Valerie Solanas. And that's the grand challenge to us all as human beings, to find ways to house all these characters that are difficult to deal with, that are not easily lovable. So that's a huge challenge for me, both in my life and in my writing. But the answer is no. There aren't space for the outsiders, the freaks. And that's kind of interesting with Andy Warhol as well, because he said that the freaks, they are the real aristocrats. And still, the factory that housed a lot of freaks, in a way, all kinds of people could come there, and Andy, he made art of them. Maybe he used them, maybe he lifted them from something. There are many theories about that, but still, Valerie Solanas was too much of an outsider, even for the freaks that attended the factory. So it's a challenge to find space for all the misfits of the world.
Please don't confront me.
Sarah Stridsberg there, and the reporter was Aunya Gallagher. The Faculty of Dreams is out now, as is Valerie in the US, which is the same book.